This episode of Power Tips Unscripted is brought to you by Wellborn Cabinet, kitchen and bath cabinetry made in the USA. Today on Power Tips Unscripted, we talk to YouTuber Brendan Kumarasamy, founder of the YouTube channel Master Talk. If you're in sales, then you've undoubtedly read books or had trainings on the art of sales. You've probably role-played challenging conversations, learned how to deal with objections, and on and on. But I'll bet you've never received training on public speaking. Yet public speaking skills matter, and the best salespeople work to improve their public speaking chops. Brendan's here to share some tips you can use to immediately improve your sales presentations and wow your clients. And we'll hear all about it in just a minute.
At last, we meet for the first time for the last time.
Well, we're waiting.
Hi, I'm Victoria Downing, and welcome to Power Tips Unscripted, where we talk about tips, tactics, and techniques to help you build a strong, profitable remodeling company. And I'm here with my co-host, Mark Harari.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good. You know what? Today's going to be all about improving sales.
Improving sales in a way most people don't think of improving sales.
Yeah. You know what? It's all about first impressions and then goes on to second and third impressions.
That's right. Yeah.
So you got to know how to present yourself in a professional, compelling way, right?
Absolutely. I think we got the right guy to help us do that.
All right. Let's dive in. Today, I'm excited to have Brendan Kumarasamy with us. He is the founder of Master Talk, a YouTube channel he started to help the world master the art of public speaking and communications. He coaches purpose-driven entrepreneurs on how to master their message and share their ideas with the world. Welcome, Brendan.
Thank you so much for having me, Victoria and Mark. So great to be on.
Oh, you know, anybody that has the expertise like you do that's able to share with our listening audience concepts of how to improve their communication skills and from their sales is really important, don't you think?
Of course, absolutely. Sales and the driver of sales is how to communicate properly. So I completely agree with you.
Now, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been focused on communications?
Absolutely. So I've been doing this for 5 years, and I started the YouTube channel 2 years ago to share the information out with more people so they can learn and grow from that.
All right, great. So what do you think are some ways that remodeling company owners can build better relationships with their clients?
Absolutely. So the biggest mistake that I see a lot of people making with sales is they don't spend enough time building personas. So let's say, for example, me and a group of other remodelers, let's say we're all in a room together. The first thing that I would focus on is out of everyone that you're currently selling to, who is the person that is buying from you the most and why? So let's say you have five different families that are each asking for a specific remodeling, but four of those families that you're currently selling to have the same personas and believe the same things. What you want to do is you really want to get clear on out of all of those people, who are the people that are buying from you the most? Don't just speak about their age or their demographics, but focus a lot more also on the psychographics. What do they care about? What they aspire to be? What do they dream about? And then reconnect those psychographics with the experiences that you have to offer, whether it's a new bathroom, whether it's a new flooring, so that you're speaking to that person's dreams and aspirations.
So a persona really is that combination of demographics and psychographics. And by identifying those, you can find and pick out the people that are most likely to buy from you again in the future. Yes?
Absolutely. So after you do that, Victoria, you're definitely on the right track here. The next thing you want to do is figure out how they want to be communicated to. I'll give you the best example. If you take the soccer mom as an example here, soccer mom's really busy. She's managing her kids. She's managing her family. She's doing all of these things. And if she's the owner of the house, she might not have an hour of time to speak with you. So the way that I would engage with her if I was doing door-to-door sales is I would speak with a very low vocal tones, and I would start the conversation with, let's just use Julie as an example here to demonstrate this. say, hey, Julie, I know you're really busy with a bunch, with a lot of the commitments that you currently have right now. Here's something that I'm offering right now. What do you think of it? So that way, you know, you're engaged and you're accepting the fact that she might not have that much time. And it's also easier for lead gen. So let's say you're already speaking. I'm just using soccer moms as an example. Mm-hmm. Let's say we're selling right now we're doing 4 remodelings, and we know that the specific target client for each of those people is a soccer mom. It's also much more easier to ask for referrals, because when we ask for referrals, instead of just saying, do you know anyone else who would be interested in remodeling, which is a very general question, you could say something a bit more specific, like, based on the project that we did here, July, this is the result we were able to achieve from the problem that you were looking to solve. Do you know anyone else with the same exact problem as you do? Now you're becoming more specific, because then Julia might say, oh, you know, and I was at the soccer game with my kids the other day. My girlfriend, Jen, she needs a remodeling for her house, and then you're on the right track.
So back up for a minute and explain why this development of these personas is such a key to this. And if you can, give us a couple of strategies to find out those psychographics, to uncover those psychographics.
Absolutely. Excellent questions. So the first ways we want to get clear on personas is because as remodelers, usually what happens is when we speak to clients, based on my experience and the people I know in the business, is it's a lot of door-to-door sales. So you're always speaking to very, very different types of people. So it's much more harder for you to tailor your message, whereas, and that can still work, and you definitely want a standardized approach for all of those sales. But where a lot of your business is going to be coming from is the experience that you're giving your existing clients. So by building better personas for those people specifically, you can build a lot more client base within that existing space. For example, if you just do remodeling in general, that's great. I'm sure if you still do a good job, you can build a great business out of it. But if you do remodeling specifically for bathrooms and you're really good at that specific thing for that specific person, let's say you only do high net worth, very high quality, top end bathrooms, you don't need that many sales to make your year. You just need those 10 families. You say, I just want the best person for this thing. And the best way you want to build personas is always through your existing client base. So when you're in conversations with them, specifically as you're remodeling and doing the project, that's usually the best time to ask them questions, because they're spending a lot of time either supervising what you're doing or just seeing how the remodeling is going, and you're already in the house. So when the project is done or between breaks, let's say you finish at 5 and you still have an extra 30 minutes, you can just spend 15, 30 minutes conversing with them. And that's just not good for personas, but it's also good to build a relationship with them. Because remember that sales is not just a transactional thing. It's a relationship-based thing. So you need to figure out ways to incorporate 5 to 10 minutes of time as you're remodeling each day, just to talk to the client to see what they're doing and see what other challenges they could have.
Brandon, if I could shift gears a little bit on specific techniques that public speakers use to engage the audience. I saw one of your YouTube videos about pace and that type of thing. If you could just dive into some of these public speaking techniques that when you're sitting at the kitchen table with your prospect helps you connect with them.
Absolutely, Mark. So I would say the big one is mirroring. This is what encompasses all of these things. So what is mirroring and what does it do? So essentially what happens is, depending on who you're speaking to, you want to communicate in a certain way. And I'll use my clients as an example to demonstrate this. Let's say I'm speaking to someone really extroverted who has a lot of energy, but I'm very quiet and I don't really want to, you know, and I'm not really in the mood to be high energy. They're going to think from their perspective that Brendan isn't a part of my group. But the opposite is also true. If I'm talking to someone and they're very quiet, very introverted, and I'm very loud and I'm saying, hey, Victoria, how's it going? I'm going to scare the client, right? So your goal, and we learned this in psychology as well, is to mirror the energy of the other person. So if I'm speaking to the extrovert, I'm communicating this way. I'm really excited to coach you as well. Let's do this. It's going to be great. We're going to increase your sales. We're going to increase your bottom line and help you with your communication skills. But if it's the other end and they say, hey, you know, Brendan, you know, public speaking is something I'm really scared of. I don't really know what sales is. I'm kind of afraid right now. Well, then that situation, I would say, you know, when I was a kid, I would start talking about my own vulnerabilities with my communication skills. And let's say, let's figure it out. It's the same thing with your clients. You could be talking to the owner of the property who's, you know, could be really high energy, very passionate about business, and you want to mirror that energy back to them. Or you could be talking to someone who's very introverted, someone who finds this conversation really awkward, and you have to navigate that as well. And the big difference between the two is the way that you project your voice. So notice how with the extrovert, I was very, very loud, but with the introvert, I was very, very low in the way that I'm speaking. So that would be the key element here, Mark.
When it comes to home cabinetry, trust the name that sets the standard. Wellborn Cabinet Incorporated. Founded in 1961 and proudly made in the USA, Wellborn Cabinet is 100% vertically integrated, from the sawmill to construction to the nationwide deliveries made by the Wellborn Transportation Team. Offering both framed and frameless lines, the choice for all of your kitchen cabinetry needs is simple. Wellborn Cabinet.
So Mark mentioned pace specifically. So we've talked about volume. We've talked about mirroring energy. Could you touch on, again, go back to pace one more time, and also the physical mirrorings? I've heard of that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the idea with pace, and the reason I don't expand on it too much, is it's a very advanced topic. So I would focus first on mastering mirroring and personas. And if you just do those two things, given that most business remodels aren't giving big presentations to a lot of people, pace won't be a big factor for those types of presentations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is, once you do get the hang of mirroring and personas, you want to understand that pace is like a way of how you converse with the other person. So let's say, this is the biggest mistake I see with pace. Most people, when they have conversations about business or sales, they tend to speak a lot faster than if they were having a lunch or a dinner with that exact same person or somebody in their friend group. So I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm having lunch with an old friend. You generally don't want the conversation to end. So you're going to take your time. You're going to listen to what they're saying. You're going to speak as you normally would. But when you're trying to make a quota, when you're speaking to someone you haven't known for a while, you're trying to sell them something. There's an objective that you want to attain. You might be a bit more stressed because you're thinking to yourself as you're explaining your products and services, despite your passion for it, that you feel a bit of unease. You might go through your bathrooms really quickly. You might go through the remodelings really quickly, and then the client might not actually, or the potential one, might not catch exactly what you're trying to say or what you're trying to communicate. So what I always recommend people to do is you want to align your normal speaking voice with your selling voice. And generally that means slowing down.
Okay.
Because our belief system, when we're in a presentation or even a one-on-one conversation with a conversation that isn't informal, it's how do I get out of this conversation as quickly as possible. Like with presentations, especially for speaking to a small group of remodelers, it's still the same thing. How do I get in and get out of this presentation really quickly? So we want to learn to align those speeds.
It's interesting because I can attest to that. It's when you're just repeating the same thing over and over, day in and day out, it's so monotonous to yourself that you just want to blow through it. You've heard it 1,000 times before. So it's not fresh. I agree with you, Brendan. It's definitely an advanced skill to have the discipline to slow down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. that's interesting because I know I tend to interrupt a lot, but I wonder if
I can speak for that.
See, you just did it. I wonder if it's more work-related, if I do it more often in a work-related conversation than in a personal. I will have to pay attention to that.
So is there any other quick tips you would give to a remodeler that's going into a homeowner's kitchen to give them their spiel, some tip to help connect with the audience?
So what I would do in that situation, and this is the tip that I have to share, is with a lot of the industries I speak to, even if they already have that appointment, a lot of them are still doing those calls through Zoom, you know, just because, you know, the client might not be comfortable with having you there and speaking to. So what I would do in that situation is what I call pre-training Zoom calls. So you want to role play with people who have had experience, who are maybe more senior than you in that small company or that small business, to really evaluate how you're speaking to that client with the same energy, the same enthusiasm as you would have in person. So let's say I'm doing this exercise with you two. You might look at my background and say, oh, you know, Brenda, you're not dressed well. We got to change this. We got to change the gear using to make sure that you're well prepared and you're well suited for the client, so that when you show up, even it's whether it's a Zoom call or in person, but more specifically for Zoom, since you can't actually get in front of them, you want to make sure your environment is perfect and your mic is working so that the conversation goes smoothly as well.
Great. Well, Brendan, I only have one last question for you. Are you ready for our lightning round?
Yeah, let's do it.
And now, here's a Remodeler's Advantage lightning round.
It's a trap.
All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go. What's your favorite business book and why?
Favorite business book is Peter Thiel's 0 to 1, because he challenges this idea of creating the future that I love.
If you weren't teaching people to be a better speaker, what do you think you'd be doing?
I'd probably be a career coach.
What are you not very good at?
Jeez, well, we could spend a whole 60 seconds talking about that. Making videos.
Your room, you're not good for a YouTuber. Your room, your desk, or your car, which do you clean first?
Desk.
Do you sing in the shower?
Yes.
Name the last song you sang.
Jeez, I sing in like 8 different languages, so probably something related to Justin Bieber.
Name a movie you've seen more than 10 times.
Oh, jeez, I don't think I've hit 10 yet, but the Love Guru, that's probably something.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
All right, thank you so much. This has been great. Our people are going to love it. But before you go, I want you to share your 5 words of wisdom and why they resonate with you.
Yeah, I thought about this one a lot last night. I actually added a 6th word, so I hope I don't get reprimanded by your audience. But the advice is be insane or be the same. I find that in life, what allows us to do something different, what allows us to do something interesting, exciting, right, is to learn to be different than the status quo. So I challenge your viewers not just to do what everyone else is doing in the remodeling business, but to do things that people haven't tried yet, to try new ideas. And if those ideas work, you can capitalize them in a big way.
Awesome. Thank you, Brendan, very much. I appreciate you being here, and that was great.
Yeah, and so if anybody wants to check out your YouTube channel, where would that be?
Yeah, absolutely. For anyone who has any questions, comments, or insults, feel free to let me know on Instagram at MasterYourTalk, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you want to check out my YouTube videos and learn from all the other speaking tips I have, that's MasterTalk in one word.
Master Talk. All
great.
Right, great.
We'll put links in the show notes too.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, you've talked about personas before in terms of marketing, haven't you?
Yeah, it's the way you know who you're talking to, right? You got to connect with your audience, and not everybody's the same. Even though you have a target market, you're still going to have different persona types within that target. So yeah, it was a good point to really focus on what who you are talking to.
You know, but I still get a little bit hung up on examples of exactly what I would want to learn from my clients, or when we're putting together marketing. How do you know? How do you find those elements, the psychographic elements that go into those personas? Again, like Brendan said, look back at previous clients.
Yeah, it's really, it goes to observation. You know, you need to just be really alert and observant of your client base and noticing everything. What cars do they drive? What TV shows do they watch? Listen, you know, make notes of all these things. And you'll find, more likely than not, especially if you're within a target market, you're going to find a lot of similarities, and you're going to have, and then a lot of people, they'll name their four persona types, like, you know, John the lawyer, and Susie the homeowner, and like, he was saying, the soccer mom and what have you. That's definitely something you keep internal. You don't want to be calling people, hey, you know what? You align with Susie, the soccer mom,
yeah,
in our profile. Like, you don't want to do that.
Right.
But yeah, it's an interesting point.
Yep. And then the whole idea of mirroring. I have often heard of mirroring physically, but I didn't really put the energy piece of it to it.
Yeah, energy. I've heard also mirroring is a big part of negotiation. If you've ever read Never Split the Difference.
Right.
Right? That he's big on that in the negotiation tactic. Basically, verbally repeating back what people say, not verbatim, but and so Brendan is talking about also mirroring. So now you have physical and verbal, and he's talking about mirroring energy,
right?
Which is an interesting concept of trying to and mirroring pace. So that type of a thing, so that you're not freaking them out. I mean, I get it. You tend to be kind of
Yes, that's true.
So if you've got someone that's really, really subdued and chill, you can be a little freaky to them.
if I do it with them, but I think I do calm down and slow the pace when I run into that kind of person. But being conscious, like a lot of the things that he talked about, the more conscious we are of them, the better we'll do, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of these things people may do subconsciously to a certain degree. So by bringing these into our consciousness when we're in a sales call can only help our results.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing to take from it, and it was interesting because that was the episode I saw, although he's saying that it's an advanced technique, which I get, but I think it's the thing that anybody out there doing home remodeling sales needs to be aware of, and that's pace. Because, you know, you're a speaker, I'm a speaker. You have done, I can think of two presentations in particular that you've probably done 8 or 9 dozen times, right? And when you're doing something, anything like that, that repetitively, to have the self-discipline to realize that the person you're talking to has never heard this before.
Yeah.
And to slow down and have some pauses in there. And let people versus just going through it, because I got to get through it, because I got to get to the close. And okay, now we got to, I want to get them excited and boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. The discipline it takes, it is an advanced technique, but it's something I think everybody should be keenly aware of. I've done it, you know, I've done my blue tape walkthrough thousands of times, it feels like, that presentation. And, you know, in that opening 10 minute segment, I find myself blowing through it to get to the meat, quote unquote.
The fun stuff.
The fun stuff. But, you know, that's not fair to the audience. They've never heard that part before. I need to make a conscious effort to slow
down. Yeah, that's a very good point. That's a very good point because, you know, half the time we're working with people who have never remodeled before and they don't know all these things. They don't know the process. And the remodeling company owners or the salespeople know it so well that's a really good point.
Yep.
Slow down, pay attention, realize it's the first time. Many of them have heard this stuff. Yep. So good stuff.
Very much. So we want to thank Brendan for taking the time to share his public speaking tips with us for sales improvement. And we want to thank you for joining us week in and week out. I am Mark Harari.
And I'm Victoria Downing. Thanks and see you next week.
This has been another episode of Power Tips Unscripted, the remodeler's guide to business. Visit www.remodelersadvantage.com to learn more about Roundtables, our world-class peer advisory program. There you can also find information about our business consulting services, upcoming live events, and much more. And finally, don't forget to subscribe to the show and comment on iTunes. Thanks for listening.
It's a beautiful day.